Shalom Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan once again with my awesome partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thanks, honey, and may God impart true shalom to you all as we persevere, demonstrating our awesome trust in Him alone. Let us pray.
Oh God, our Abba Father, we do trust in You and will not cater to our fleshly desires, but rather acknowledge Your amazing grace to those You put in our path. We humbly ask for missionary believers to evangelize our loved ones, so to water the seeds we have thoughtfully planted so they may sprout and grow and realize, as we have, how much they do need You. We know You can turn all things into good. So may these many signs of increasing evil rather be like a light bulb to awaken their sleeping souls. We pray protection and wisdom for our president as we also lift up to Your throne these recent prayer requests who seek a miraculous touch from You. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen, and bless His holy name.
You know, we've had some very favorable comments about last week's COVID/torture program.
We did, and if you missed it, it is now up on shofarministries.net. And if you don't have a computer, we will be replaying it on August 11th when we take the day off for my birthday.
We are?
Yes, you know.
Okay, let's begin with some good news concerning Israel.
Concerning Israel, yes, I agree. Let's do that. Well, I just heard that Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian leader, after much pressure from the quartet.
That is the EU, the UN, Russia, and the US.
Yes. Abbas told President Putin of Russia that he, surprise, surprise, would now sit down with Netanyahu to discuss Trump's deal of the century. And Putin voiced his country's support for a two-state solution and stressed the importance of reviving the peace process. And, of course, we agree because what this plan really is that covenant with, unfortunately, an enemy of their God named Allah. And, in fact, would you read Exodus 23, verse 32?
You shall make no covenant with them nor with their gods.
So this coming agreement could be the fulfillment of Daniel 9:27.
Which, you know, kicks off the tribulation.
Mm-hmm. Which means his bride is leaving just prior to that major event.
So, you know, things could still happen this fall.
Well, it's more hopeful now since Abbas has changed his mind.
It's all in God's timing.
Oh, my goodness. Better words have never been said. Also, we should mention about Iran.
Its biblical name is Persia.
Right. They are fuming right now because Israel continues to locate Iran's hiding places for their nuclear bomb materials. And again, just last week, and we assume it was Israel, bombed a few more. Now, with that said, there is some bad news. Iran has entered a 25-year deal partnership with none other than China. They are now a team, and it is rumored that Russia is also involved.
Looks like Ezekiel 38 is coming soon.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to say, and this is very important for the listeners to understand, we also know from particular idioms in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that this war happens in that day. Now, that's a major, huge clue to anyone who studies our Hebraic roots. So, therefore, we must be raptured before that war, which is all about destroying Israel. So, prior to that war, I'm thinking America must first be destabilized so that we are unable to help our ally, Israel.
You know, and we have confirmation of that in Jeremiah 30, verse 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the church will leave before that as well, before the America's destruction. It's all finally coming together, saints. Many suspect we will depart on the next to-be-fulfilled feast day called Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the year.
Well, you know, it lasts 2 days, so we don't actually know the day or the hour.
We do not. And that's taken literally, as Jesus said in Matthew 24. And then, at the close of the seven-year tribulation, likely on a Yom Kippur, Jesus returns with us, Revelation 19, to set up his kingdom. All these dots connect quite well using proper hermeneutics.
Okay, this next bit of news shouldn't surprise anyone.
It shouldn't by now. Anyhow, about 4 months before this COVID-19 was unleashed and began infecting the people of China, according to True Pundit News, Bill Gates negotiated a $100 million contact tracing program to be implemented by governments when needed and then forced on all Americans.
And that was $100 billion.
Did I say?
Million.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, last August, the Gates Foundation met privately with the co-founder of the Black Panthers, Illinois Democratic Congressman Bobby Rush, in Rwanda, East Africa.
Well, you know, it was a week-long event.
And all paid for by the Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, to not only discuss the rollout of a wide-scale contact tracing, but also which companies would get to cash in on this globalist plan.
Well, you know, their goal is to eventually contact trace everyone.
Yes, but for starters, all Americans. And to do that, the pandemic must continue, as it is doing, so to successfully coerce people to submit to bogus medical tests, and most will gratefully accept a vaccination, not only because they feel it will protect them from COVID-19, but also to receive their proof of compliance in a vaccination passport or an inserted chip for their convenience.
Without proof, life would be very limited.
Yeah, like a state of house arrest. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, this has been a successful test run so far for the globalist agenda. And we are witnessing the preliminary tribulation steps, so everything will be ready for when the Antichrist shows up. And by then, the people will be very accustomed to the privileges that their obedience gives them.
However, it can easily be disabled if they won't worship the beast.
So says Revelation 13. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, we are watching so many submissive people today being very willing to do whatever the government tells them to do. Gosh, just talking about this, I'm getting goosebumps. You know, because it's not just the chip thing being ready. It's so much more, all at once.
Yeah, it just keeps adding up.
Still at the top of the pyramid for any sign to matter is the peace deal.
The major key that starts the 7 years.
And just prior to that 7 years, heaven's gate is opened for the righteous to enter in.
Isaiah 26, verse 2, I believe.
It is, amen. Let me also add this. We continually hear them say, well, it's more likely that people with a weak immune system or other underlying conditions will catch COVID. Actually, that's true even with any cold or virus. But they never tell you how to achieve a better immune system, which is so easy.
I mean, how obvious is that?
Mm-hmm. They don't want you to know. Mm-hmm. Extremely obvious. And in fact, our government is actively censoring doctors who help patients overcome COVID-19 with nutritional products or even the pharmaceuticals that are no longer under a patent, as in hydrochloroquine.
Well, you know why? Because there's no money for the drug companies in that.
Mm-hmm. The majority of the public really is kind of left in the dark.
Literally.
Instead of promoting vitamins and minerals, the public is being conditioned to feel helpless as we endure shutdowns across the country.
Stay home and fear human contact.
Mm-hmm. As millions of dollars are funneled in to unreliable testings, PPEs, ventilators, and now intrusive contact tracing, ultimately leading to what will be harmful, I believe, harmful vaccinations. COVID is an unleashed bioweapon that's been in the planning for years. Now, we take lots of minerals, especially zinc, 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C every 5 hours, and 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3. And should you share this information, please don't say where you got it.
Just say from a reliable source.
Amen. Honey, could you tell any new listeners how they can connect with us?
Yeah, you can send your end time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net. Or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by snail mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net. where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, let's begin our study by reinforcing the idea that, in my opinion, our government lies and will tell us only what will, in the long run, benefit them and not truly caring about its citizens. I want to believe that President Trump is not in that class, but the jury is still out on him. I just don't like that he's pushing the vaccine so much. And, you know, even that rapper-turned-Christian Kanye West,
who says he's running for president.
Yeah. Well, Kanye recently said that the coming vaccine was the mark of the beast. Wow.
Well, we conclude President Trump is on a short leash.
Yeah. And even though we think his heart is good, he can only go so far till they rein him in. Anyhow, besides COVID, you know, 9/11 was a good example of the Hegelian dialectic.
Problem, response, solution.
Did you think it curious that soon after those planes hit the towers, they miraculously discovered Muhammad Atta's passport in all that rubble?
Yeah, despite the fact that neither of the two planes could find the black boxes.
I know. That found passport served the purpose of a diary with stated terrorist intentions, placing the blame on Muslim terrorists to cover up the fact that, as so often happens, this was a pre-planned false flag event to implement the Patriot Act, as in the FISA court, as just one element, and invade Iraq to punish Saddam. Oh, not for the reasons they gave, but because he was about to stop selling his oil in U.S. petrol dollars.
You know, and that's a no-no to the rich globalist.
And the Jesuit-controlled CIA who own the Federal Reserve. And by the way, Omar Gaddafi of Libya had planned to do the same thing.
And look what happened to him.
And we could go on and on, but the bottom line to all this, we are just puppets on a string. But those master planners will one day go down. And therefore, for us to watch it all come together in this generation, well, it should give you more strength to trust God and to endure any affliction. Now, what did Paul say to Timothy in his second letter, chapter 4, verse 5?
Be watchful in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry.
And I also like Psalm 34, verse 19.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Amen. Now, at some point, they will round up any dissidents or who they label troublemakers, as in the case in Missouri, you know, of the McCloskeys, where the government went to their home and confiscated her legal handgun because they said she had pointed it at a protester.
Even though they were defending themselves and their property.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, let's move on.
Let's talk about the rapture.
Okay. So immediately after we are gathered in, according to 1 Corinthians 15:51, that will be at the last trump, which just happens to be a first century idiomatic expression for Rosh Hashanah. So we will meet him in the air of the second heaven to be escorted by Jesus and all the angels to meet the Father in the third heaven at his throne room. And we have scripture to confirm that in Daniel 7. So let's begin with verse 9 and then read 10.
I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated.
This, of course, is the Father.
His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire.
Similar to Ezekiel's vision. Verse 10.
A fiery stream issued and came forth from him a thousand thousands.
That's a million.
Ministered to him 10,000 times 10,000.
I think that's about 100 million.
Stood before him. The court was seated and the books were opened.
Wow. Could that mean God has like a million heavenly beings in heaven that minister to him? And say 100 million that will be raptured and stand before him. You know, there is 7.8 billion people in the world, so that's not really that many.
But Matthew 7 says the road is narrow and few will find it.
True, but it could just mean a large amount since the original word is myriad. But I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Anyhow, it says the court was seated and the books were opened.
Yes, I'm thinking the Book of Life and the Book of Remembrance for our rewards, as stated in Malachi 3:16.
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a Book of Remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name.
And I also like Psalm 56, verse 8.
You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?
So he knows our wanderings away and also when we repent. Okay, let's go back to Daniel. And by the way, the last half of the book of Daniel, chapter 7 through 12, well, it's apocalyptic, like the book of Revelation. And so we see now in the next two verses, 11 and 12, that Daniel suddenly changes theaters as he then gets a future glimpse of what's happening down on earth at the end of the tribulation. So let's read Daniel 7, verses 11 and 12.
I watched then because the sound of the pompous words which the horn,
which is the Antichrist,
was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beasts,
or the elite rulers,
they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time.
For a certain set time between when he returns on Yom Kippur and 5 days later to the Feast of Tabernacles. And in between that time is the season of the sheep and goat judgment of Matthew 25. Okay, back to heaven, still in chapter 7, as Daniel continues with his vision, now back in the throne room to witness Yeshua's coronation, which, by the way, all Hebrew kings were crowned on Rosh Hashanah. Again, Hebraic roots can really tell us a lot. But let's read verse 13.
I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven.
That's us, with Jesus, and we are sometimes referred to as clouds.
He came to the Ancient of Days.
Again, the Father.
And they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom.
Soon upon our arrival, Jesus is crowned king, as also confirmed in Revelation 4 and 5.
That all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him.
That is when we return, Revelation 19.
His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, which shall not be destroyed.
Amen. Okay, in summary, Daniel confirms the bride will be taken up to the Father's throne. The book of life and the book of our rewards are open. Jesus is crowned king and given dominion over the earth. According to Isaiah 26, we will be with Jesus in the Hadar, or the bridal chamber, until the indignation is past. And then on the last day of the tribulation, no doubt on a Yom Kippur, since it's the Day of Atonement, so it's quite fitting, that we will return with him to destroy the Antichrist and for 5 days separate the sheep from the goats. In other words, the unrighteous from the righteous, who will enter his kingdom on earth, ushering in the Feast of Tabernacles and enjoying the wedding supper, which just happens to be his earth birthday as well. That's how it is, and it will happen. Maybe even this year. But if not, we will pursue and endure any affliction, because that's who we are, the faithful bride of Christ. So what about you? You know, in 2 Timothy 4, 7, and 8, Paul gives his valedictorian close. I wonder how many of us can say this. This is what he said. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. In other words, are you anxiously looking for his appearing? Do you love the thought of his appearing? I do, and I think most of you that listen do as well. But if you're listening and you're not sure, and you think that maybe you won't be able to escape the awful tribulation that's coming, well, Luke 21 says anyone can escape with just a meaningful prayer. Just repent and invite him inside. Then let him rule over you instead of the God of this world, because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then, my friend, Satan is. Because there is no in-between. There's no gray. It's either black or it's white. And to those of you who are lukewarm, if you're a Christian but just not really where you need to be, let's get your act together now. Store those treasures so that you don't lose any rewards. I need to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. And this is taken from number 622 through 27. And I sure hope that you've memorized this, because it blesses me so. And every time I even say it, I get an extra blessing. And so will you. In fact, every time you say this, it gets written in that book of remembrance. If you even just praise his name, it's written in that book for your rewards. So here we go. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that real shalom. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who love her, Jerusalem, your new home coming up soon, well, you're going to prosper in every way. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. So I hope you've memorized that as well. God bless you all. Have a great week. Tell someone about the Lord. Bring another one into his kingdom. Again, you'll be blessed for it. I promise you that. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.